we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to support us. Thank you. God bless you.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Oh my, there we go. Now it decided to work. I'm going to tell you. So the Windows this morning decided that it needed to do an update. And I know what that means. What it means is that if I don't do the update before the show, in the middle of the show, it will lock up my computer. It will like ransomware my computer, and suddenly I will be, you know, waiting for it to update. So I did the update, and everything seemed to be all systems go. And then I get to launching the program, and all of a sudden, nah, not really. We're pretending. We're playing along. So you think it's like some kind of stealth activity, kind of like Christopher Wray and the FBI and the new documents they found out where they actually did plant and apparently whatever operation was going on, because there was a meeting, there's documented evidence, there's video evidence of the leader of the Proud Boys telling them, We're not entering, we're not pressing in. We're going to be a force that is going to be there actually to keep the crowd in control. This is our mission. This is our mission statement. We are here. We want them to know where we're at relative to the election, but we are not going to be engaged. And then all of a sudden there's supposedly members of the Proud Boys that are, oh, they're the tip of the spear. But now today we find out, guess what? Christopher Wray and the FBI and their operatives dressed up like Proud Boys were apparently the ones that created the whole daggum problem. So that's something we can talk about, David, here in just a second. And the implications of that. I mean, Wray is supposed to be the highest law enforcement next to the, attorney general, right? He's the actionable officer, highest law enforcement actionable officer in America. And now it turns out that he was instigating the insurrection that happened January 6th. I don't think I'm overstating it based on the documents that have now been revealed and the information that has now come out. And then we've got the 25th Amendment issue that the New York Times, I mean, they didn't say it, but they might as well have said it, because they've come out and said that people around Joe Biden are highly concerned about his mental state and his state of mental disconnect. I mean, these are both of these, in my estimation, and I'm not the legal guy, I'm not the legal mind that you are, my dear friend, but both of these, in my estimation, are raised to the level of constitutional issues and potentially raised to the issue of some form of kind of constitutional crisis relative to law and order and the rule of law, and then relative to the competency of the executive branch. Am I? No. This is David Shostakis. I apologize, folks, but I believe that for as long as you and I have been doing this, everyone who is watching, who follows me, who follows this program, knows that David Shostakis is our constitutional originalist attorney expert. And he is with us, and he has agreed now, and he's out there in the dark of the night, practically. And I greatly appreciate it. He's out in Las Vegas for Freedom Fest, which starts today. He's in Vegas at 5 a.m. And of course, as we know, no one ever sleeps in Vegas. So he had to sneak off and try to find a quiet corner, which is almost impossible. And they don't put clocks. They still don't put clocks in your room, to my understanding. So, and they do that intentionally because they don't want you to know what time it is. They just want you down at the tables, you know, spending your money.
Effects of the 18th Amendment. That's I think that's an important lesson as to history. You know, people need to understand and know history. We in fact got along without an FBI for 150 years without any significant serious problems. Law enforcement was by local people. They in fact enforced federal law as well as anything else. There was a vestigial kind of Secret Service that was involved in protecting the currency, making sure the United States...
The treasury agents, per se.
They were essentially treasury agents, and some of whom ultimately, after assassination attempts in the early 1900s, got diverted to certain protective issues. So it's a question whether or not we even need to have an FBI, let alone the FBI going rogue and doing what it's doing. There's no question that they should not be involved in instigating crime, and that's, of course, some of the issues regarding the not guilty verdicts in Michigan and the alleged plot to kidnap the governor. That was all instigated by the FBI as well.
Well, and so, if, let me just throw this in, and then for just a second, and run right back to you. But I mean, that raises some very serious questions, or should, about some of the cases that have already been adjudicated in this J6 situation. Obviously, the January 6th committee now, I mean, has to address this issue. But then in addition to that, I know it's a farce. I wrote on my blog that I believe the J6 committee, every single one of them, is guilty of treason, and in fact they need to be tried accordingly. And that the sergeant at arms who mysteriously died, the former retired senator sergeant at arms, but someone like that sergeant at arms actually needs to take every single member. When that committee shows up this morning, they need to take them into custody. They need to arrest them. They need to hold them. They need to be charged. And then trials need to happen on each and every person associated with that J6 committee. It's high treason against this country what they're doing. And now, knowing what the FBI has done, you have to question any of these vile convictions that have happened.
Yeah, there's no question. And again, that's got to do with tracing back to the fact that the founders did not believe there was any need for a huge, strong central government. And for all you fans of Alexander Hamilton, the play might be entertaining, but the man and his theories on strong central government are coming to fruition. And it's a real, real problem for us, generally speaking. And so there, treason is another subject. We'll spend some time on that separately, because that is, in fact, the only crime that's actually outlined in the Constitution. And maybe we should have a show just on
that. Well, maybe we need to do that. You know, in the next week, we'll just mark that on the calendar and say that's the topic that we discuss. But you've addressed the problem associated with Christopher Wray, the FBI, and their involvement in January 6th, and we cannot, goodness gracious, we can't highlight significantly enough what an issue that actually is. It's one thing, and you've been heavily involved as an assistant DA, as a prosecutor. It's one thing for law enforcement to discover an actual, like a drug cartel or human smuggling or what have you, and to embed people in there in order to get information, in order to thwart what is happening, actual criminal behavior. But what we have here is the FBI and their agents literally planning the criminal, quote unquote, criminal behavior, and carrying out, and then dragging some people with them.
Which goes back to the problem of centralized law enforcement. Of course, the local law enforcement, they're accountable to the local people, and they have to respond to that. Who, in fact, is Christopher Wray and any of his minions, shall we call them? Who are they, in fact, accountable to? In terms of, they allege that they are not even accountable to the president, because they want to say that they don't even consult the president on what they do. They want the president to have clean hands, to not be involved in these things, to say that justice is impartial. But in fact, if justice is not accountable, then justice runs amok. And this is the problem.
Well, it's a gigantic problem. When we come back, and I hate leaving this on the cutting board, but there's just so much to talk about relative to it. But I want to get into the 25th Amendment right after this.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning, and it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned. I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at CGRWellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my very special guest, David Shostokas. Shostokas.com, constitutional originalist. And we are always so happy to have him with us. And he is, by the way, at Freedom Fest in Las Vegas. And you're speaking there, right?
I'm going to be doing a few things on the Fox Nation feed from Freedom Fest TV.
Okay.
Where there's some great speakers coming up. Justin Amash, my friend Jovan Pulitzer, will be among the speakers. Ben Stein is going to be here. I was surprised to hear John Cleese of Monty Python fame.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Speakers. So it's going to be an exciting time.
My favorite scene out of Monty Python, by the way, is the killer rabbit. So I got to tell this real quick. So I was in, I don't know, like sixth grade or something like that. Anyway, we went to the theater, me and some buddies. And we're watching that, and all of a sudden, you know, that rabbit is like jumping through the air, you know, killing people, right? And so a buddy of mine was sitting down in front of me, and we're all, I mean, you know, like, it's like, oh my God, and he's, you know, the bunny and what have you. And at the exact moment that it was perfect to do, I reached up and I grabbed his neck from behind. Yes, there was a shrill shriek in the theater as everyone went into this panic, because he, you know, he went blah, and then everybody around him's going blah, you know, it's like, yeah, the rabbit's in the theater. Anyway, all right, had to share. It was funny. Yeah. Typical 12-year-old kid kind of thing, right? You know, just yeah. But
okay, well, I'm going to tell you a Vegas story.
All right.
And I was actually 21 years old. It was my very first trip to Las Vegas, and I came on a junket where you bought your airfare and your hotel was all paid, and I came with a what I thought was a system to beat roulette. And after five hours here on the first day, I ran out of all the money I had. It was all gone. I was 21 years old. I called my dad to explain my plight. Dad says, "That says, Dave, is your hotel paid for? I said, yeah, Dad, it was included in the deal. And he says, is your airplane paid for? And I said, yeah, I can get back home. He said, okay. And he hung up.
Wow.
I had to pretend I was playing Keno so they could bring me snacks and a Coke for the next 3 days. You know, I pretended that I was playing Keno.
Uh-huh.
And I had no money. And
right. No food. Yeah. Yeah. No food. 21-year-old kid, no food, not fun. No. Oh, my gosh.
Dad was wise. Because
yes.
It,
well,
next year it'll be 50 years, and I remember that like it was a moment ago.
Yep. 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 A life lesson. A life lesson, no doubt. I wonder if Joe Biden remembers anything from 50 years ago. I'm curious if that's the case. I mean, based on the New York Times, based on what has been written, and I know there were those who were concerned, you know, like, oh, President Trump's making crazy. Yeah, but President Trump didn't fall asleep standing. You know, no, I mean, he didn't make up like words like, you know, and he didn't say, you know, he didn't tell his son to repeat the line. I love that meme. That's great. Repeat the line. Hunter, repeat the line. Okay, Dad, I got it. I'm okay. Anyway, but no, talk to me about this. Is it of concern?
May know, your audience may know, the 25th Amendment has some provisions. 25th Amendment was passed in the aftermath of the John Kennedy assassination because there were no particular provisions for if a president was incapacitated or incompetent. There were no constitutional provisions for how to deal with that. And of course, by the time the Kennedy assassination took place, we were now in the nuclear age, and the president had to be the guy with what they call the nuclear football was following the president all over, and so we had to be in a position to be able to respond to that. And without provisions of the 25th Amendment, we were kind of in a no man's land should the president become incapacitated. But there was also provisions in the 25th Amendment that allowed for a majority of the cabinet, along with the vice president, to pass a resolution within the cabinet that the president was incapable of executing the duties of his office.
Okay.
And then the president himself, if he contested that, he could call in members of Congress and force Congress to take a vote to see whether or not they disagreed with the cabinet.
Okay.
And so that when that happens, if the cabinet does that agree with that and the Congress does not overrule it, then the vice president becomes acting president to execute the duties of the president.
Wow.
And certainly among the issues that the 25th Amendment potentially addresses is mental incompetence. And so that's what the New York Times is tossing around, that president or the guy living in the White House, I've never yet called him president, the guy living in the White House is not competent to execute the duties of the office. And of course you have to take the New York Times evaluation of Biden's
We know that the media has its agendas and so on, right, and so forth, but the concern becomes, obviously, you know, a world superpower such as the United States, as much as she is, in spite of all the efforts of the left, having someone like Biden at the helm, in light of everything we're seeing and watching and now hearing, is definitely concerning. David, thank you so much. We've run out of time.
Okay, hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive 4-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers patented layers make them ultra comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, they're gone. So order now.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being with us. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And, one of my absolute joys in the 11 years that I've been doing this is the incredible people that I have had the privilege to get to meet. And one of those, is the gentleman who joins me now. He is been very brave to come out and just tell the truth. It's not a matter of, you know, changing your whole worldview. There is some, I suppose, but at the end of the day, the truth is the truth. And my next guest has just simply from the very beginning identified facts, data, and presented those facts and that data in an unvarnished means and just said, here's the truth. Here's what I found. Here's what I've discovered. I'm not making this up. Let's deal with what's real and quit telling people a narrative when we're supposed to be a news agency. I want to welcome Zach Kriegman to the program. Zach, did I express that appropriately?
I mean, I think that's exactly right. I feel like so many of us are locked in these media news bubbles where we're only reading one side of the story. It could be on the left, it could be on the right, or it could be some other sort of dimension. And what I really feel like is we need to start breaking out of those and really try to be reading both sides of the story and giving, you know, and both sides. And it's through that process that we can really find the truth, because when we're only exposed to one side, we can't consider all the possible. The arguments involved.
I try to do, when I preach, when I try to share the word, yeah. I just say, look, here's what it says. It's just kind of written right here. Okay. I mean, I'm not trying to be a complicated kind of guy, you know, it's like, here's what the book says and here's what it says we're supposed to, I think it's what it says we're supposed to look like. So, let's just deal with that. And I mean, I get it. Sometimes when the facts that are presented are not the facts that you want to hear, it's like, I don't want to hear those facts. Well, I'm terribly sorry, but the facts are the facts. You uncovered facts having to do with the whole issue of BLM and the Black Lives Matter narrative, and the facts just didn't align with the messaging. Talk to me about those specific details, if you would, for a few minutes.
Sure, yeah. So, you know, I had been working as a data scientist at Thomson Reuters, and Thomson Reuters really embraced the Black Lives Matter movement and this sort of associated new racial ideology in a big way. And you could really see it in their reporting. They were leaving out details. They were saying false things, and really skewing the reporting. And basically everything that they reported sort of went to emphasize the Black Lives Matter movement, that police are biased towards shooting Black people. And it turns out when I looked at the academic research about this, that the academic research was just diametrically opposed to what we were actually reporting. So the best study about this came from Roland Fryer, one of the top researchers in the field, really a star researcher out of Harvard University. And he did the only study that actually looked at the circumstances of shootings and found that, if anything, there was a slight bias towards shooting white suspects over Black suspects. So the whole narrative of the Black Lives Matter movement was false. But more than that, it was powering this depolicing and defunding the police, and which coincided with the soaring violent crime rates, including thousands of murders, primarily Black people in Black neighborhoods. So the falsehoods of the Black Lives Matter movement were leading directly to thousands of Black people being murdered.
And I'm gonna see if I can bring, this particular video up. I had shared it yesterday, and let's see if, of course it's on Facebook, and that's a whole nother animal, right? I mean, as far as, you know, the social media biases and things of that. Yeah, okay, so it's right here. So, let's see if it's gonna let me. Okay, so, yeah, and so the other thing that happened, and I was explaining to my audience that, Microsoft wanted me to do an update, right? And so that's cool, but I know that if I don't do the update before I go on air, my system's gonna literally reset while I'm on air. but then you do the update and you think, yeah, okay, everything's cool, except that then when you start getting into it and actually using it, it's like they've changed everything. So anyway, all right, here we go. So I'm going to play this real quick. I'm going to apologize up front. These are little children interacting with a couple of police officers, one of whom is Black, small Black children interacting with police officers. It's a 32-second clip. If you're watching it, you can see it at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Otherwise, you're going to hear it. Here we go.
Stop it.
and he just punched one of the officers. Little kid, probably two years old.
Toddlers, yeah.
Yeah. And now he's smacking him on the foot, and he's grabbing him, and he wants to throw him down on the ground. He's trying to throw him down on the ground. And this is, and, you know, I shared this with my dear friend, David Lowry, and he was like, you know, my gosh, you know, the problem, where's the dads? Where are the parents? Where are the parents that should be in? But to your point, Zach, there is heavy duty propaganda and messaging. And it's like I mean, some people refer to this as a psyop, and it is. There is a psychological purpose of what is happening, and it is changing the mentality of the American public. And obviously that has to be disconcerting to you, as you just put out the raw data that says, no, this isn't true.
Yeah, it's extremely upsetting because here you have these communities that are struggling with violent crime. You know, there are 10,000 black people murdered by neighborhood criminals every single year.
God.
There are 18 black people, unarmed black people who are shot by police, right? So the magnitude of the problem, I mean, these are communities that are struggling with just unheard of levels of violent crime. And fracturing the relationship with the police is the worst possible thing. So now you have these little kids who are being taught basically that the police are out there hunting them, right? That's literally what they're taught. When it's a complete fabrication. It has nothing to do with the statistics.
Well, when the reality is that the ones that are hunting them are the drug dealers and the gang people that are on the street, who are absolutely have been bought into and psyoped to believe the same thing and to believe the hopelessness that the only option they have is to sell guns and to sell drugs and to prostitute their women. And so that's all that there is. And folks, that's why David Lowry and I are coming together, because we're going to put a stop to this. It isn't the answer. It is not the answer.
Yeah. I mean, as another example, I just recently wrote about this on my Substack. But basically, Boston just, this activist organization called Vera, which is basically an anti-law enforcement activist organization that partnered with the Suffolk County District Attorney's Office in Massachusetts, run by Rachel Rollins. And they partnered together to write this report, which basically advocates stopping police enforcement of all traffic violations that black people violate, all traffic laws that black people violate at higher rates than other groups. Now the previous research on this, the previous research looking at why black people are pulled over more often in Massachusetts than other groups was what actually came up. It came out recently, and it was a very convincing and compelling study that basically looked at the differences that people are pulled over during the daytime when police can see the race of the officer when police can see the race of the driver versus the nighttime when police can't. And they found that whites are pulled over more often and blacks are pulled over less often during the day when police can see the race than at night. So they came up with this very compelling evidence that police officers are biased against pulling over black drivers. Now, this new Vera study came out in cooperation with our district attorney's office. And rather than sort of build on that evidence and say, okay, well, maybe we can start addressing the core problems that are leading black drivers to violate the law more often, maybe we can,
educate. Maybe we can figure out what it is. Maybe it's, they're just a particular way that they're driving or whatever the deal is.
Maybe it's socioeconomic.
Who knows? Right.
you know, to make sure black kids are doing well in school, whatever it is. But rather than doing that, they're literally advocating that we stop enforcing the laws.
Which is the same thing they did at the schools where they said, we're not going to put the kids in detention that do anything wrong. And all that did was escalate violence in the schools. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break. Zach Kriegman is my guest. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get it all at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is, Pastor Jackie has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the feet. On the ground.
Gosh.
And this is this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my new product from MyPillow. Towels that actually work. Watch this absorbency test. Here's another towel that we randomly went out and bought. Here's one of my towels with a nice design. I don't know if you can see this, but you could line a swimming pool with this. This is crazy. Get rid of it. Towels that actually work.
The new MyPillow towels are exclusively made with 100% USA combed cotton with proprietary technology and with maximum absorbency. They dry you faster and are guaranteed to work.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my six-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at CGRWellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at CGRWellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's CGRWellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Negro products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception.
I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
See, this is why I love these interesting people that I get to have these great conversations with. Because, man, the green room conversations that we have, the coffee room conversations that we have are just, well, they're awesome. They're just absolutely awesome. If you don't mind, so we were talking a little bit about Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and again, you know, there is a bridge between what you did in uncovering data and facts that support an entirely different narrative from the one that's out there and the destructive one that you're so concerned about as it's impacting this community of the black community. We're talking about that. We've got Elon Musk who is uncovering and suggesting that, hey, Twitter, maybe you're the Wizard of Oz. And we're pulling back the curtain and we're seeing you back there pulling all your levers and realizing you're not at all who you pretend to be. And not only are you not who you pretend to be, but a great deal of the quote unquote tweets and Twitter personalities that are on Twitter, good God, they may not even be real.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is really, there's so many things we've got to do. One is we've got to restore freedom of speech to the internet, right? Like what happened with Parler, where they just took down the entire company. It turns out that even if you think that January 6th was some kind of insurrection, which I don't think that it was, I think it was a protest that got out of hand and violent and should, you know, the perpetrator should be prosecuted. But even if you believe that it is some kind of like attempt to overthrow our government, the organizing was done on Facebook. I mean, that's one of the amazing things about it. It's like there was no evidence. There was never any evidence that Parler was the center of organizing this stuff. And they just took it down because it was basically a, you know, a locus for conservative speech. And, you know, across the board, you know, in Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, we're seeing this sort of like systematic, almost algorithmic sort of like attempts to influence the public mind. And that seems like it's one of the things that just has to go, along with raising people's awareness that the New York Times of today is just not the same as the New York Times 30 years ago. I mean, the New York Times was never an entirely centrist organization, but now it doesn't even have a pretense to that. It's purely a propaganda, you know, a propaganda machine. And so I think that it's both sides of these stories. It's like, it's the media and the social media. It just has to be addressed before we can really move forward. And Elon Musk is really a hero of mine for that reason.
I agree. And you had asked me a question that I think is very pertinent, and I'm happy to bring it, you know, to bring it forward. And that is, you know, Elon Musk has some issues in the moral sphere. And quite frankly, I don't know a whole lot about those, but you had mentioned about some of those things and how does that, you know, contradict my pastoral Christian worldview, if you will. And what I shared with you is look, you know, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. I had, one of the members of the Babylon Bee on, and we talked a little bit about their interaction with him and some of the questions that they directly ask him about God and his relationship with that and so on. And I think, you know, when we're introducing Christianity to someone who is skeptical about it, perhaps, or has had a bad experience with it, you know, to immediately, you know, go to some kind of guns on it is not going to build the bridge. I mean, we need to recognize all have sinned. And I have to believe that just as Christ changed and encountered me and I had the unique experience of going to heaven when I died, but that aside, even before that, I was suicidal at 13 and had an encounter with Jesus Christ and it changed my life. If I don't believe that God loves everyone else enough to do the same thing that he did for me, then that's my problem, not theirs. And I better change my thought process.
So do you think, I mean, I suspect that Elon Musk, you know, he's doing good things. And I appreciated what you said. Basically, it's like, you know, we all, you know, we're, you know, the Bible says we're all born with sin. And so, none of us are perfect. And so just because Elon Musk might not be perfect, he has children out of wedlock, doesn't mean I can't appreciate the things about him that he's doing really well. That was how I interpreted what you
said.
I don't know.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and not only that, but then also as a believer, pray for him to come to a fullness of understanding what it means to walk with Christ, to have that experience, to engage in that process. And then there becomes, I mean, look at Saul, right? Saul was a guy that was killing Christians until Damascus, and he became Paul, a leader, the apostle to the Gentiles. So God can change people, and that's a really cool thing.
But what if he doesn't? I mean, my guess would be that Elon Musk will die without ever embracing sort of like Christianity and Jesus. Does that impact how your view of how, you know, of building bridges with him?
No, not at all. Because look, there's a difference between God's love and salvation. God loves every single person, and the Word of God even says, do not rejoice when the wicked perish. Do not rejoice when the wicked perish. I'll be heartbroken if that ends up, Zach, being the case. I'll be heartbroken. Truly, I will. Because all of us should be praying that he comes to know Jesus Christ. We got to jump. Oh, not yet. No, we got another minute. But yeah, we should all be praying. And not just, I mean, we should be praying for guys like Barack Obama. And I know you and I may have different viewpoints on him. I don't know. But you know, I think Obama fundamentally's desire to fundamentally change America is not a good thing for America, in my opinion. But I pray that Barack Obama would come to truly know Jesus Christ. I pray that the worst of the Boko Haram would come to know. I talk about Islam on this program to expose their actual teachings, not so people hate Muslims, but so that Muslims who've never read the book and don't know what their writings actually say will rethink it and think maybe there's a better way.
So this is way off topic from what I imagine you brought me on this for, but
no, it's
let
fine.
Me just ask you this question then. So let's say someone like Elon Musk, who's doing a lot of good, never finds Jesus. What's your conception of how God, his relationship with God after he dies at that point? Do you believe in, like, you know, that you go to hell if you don't find Jesus, or?
Well, here's what we have to understand about that. Man, we're going to run out of time. We've just run out of time.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to products that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA.
When I got MyPillow, I'm asleep almost immediately. I stay asleep at night and I wake up more well-rested in the morning.
That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
I'm interrupting this commercial to bring you my BOGO extravaganza. For example, you get one of my Giza Dream bed sheets and you get a second set absolutely free. Or my 6-piece towel sets. Buy one set, get another one absolutely free. Or get my classic premium MyPillow and get another one absolutely free. So call the number on your screen or go to MyPillow.com and use your promo code to get my buy one, get one free offers and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.